This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
A weird song. It could almost be like a Chuck Mangione song or something. Like, it's got that kind of like, I don't know. Like an easy listening kind of thing. Yeah, it's hard. It's not offensive.
Chill vibes.
Chill vibes. That's it. Chill vibes. Yeah. Not a Chuck Mangione song. Reminds me of that. Anyway, good morning, everyone.
Saying who? What?
Yeah, it's fine. You know what they said that about Tawny Kitaen too. I don't care. I'm just done worrying about what people know.
Feels so
talk
good.
About
yeah,
it.
I tried to see.
No, that's not it.
Well, has like a similar.
Oh, yeah, that is it.
I don't think so.
This is just a different version.
The one you're thinking of is a little faster than this.
Yeah. That's the motif.
Well, it's a 9-minute song, so maybe it does kick in at some point.
There it is.
It's a 9-minute song.
All right. Anyway,
I'm done with that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. That's where we get our stuff at my house. We like them. They're excellent. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. And you can follow them on Instagram if you're looking for ideas. They post tons of cool stuff. That's All Natural Stone.
Did you see that one they posted over the weekend where it looked like a mural painted on the wall? The stone was so beautiful. I was like, that is so gorgeous.
Christina started following them, and now she's decided our chimneys need to be refaced. I'm like, who even looks at those things? She goes, I look at them every day. They're complete eyesores. We're going to completely redo the fronts
of those. You mean the fireplace around?
What did I say?
Chimney.
Chimney. Yeah, that's to me, that's all the same.
Okay.
But you're right. It's the fireplace.
I was like, the outside? The chimney?
No.
Put stone on the chimney?
No, she wants to redo the...
Yeah, that a girl. That's now there you go. There's something that you could do from all natural stone. Oh, I could do that too. My couch is right in front. I put my couch up against the fireplace. So you can't even see my surround.
Oh.
It's ugly though anyway, so I could get it.
Well, I don't even notice it. And she's like, it's hideous. We're going to redo that. And I went, okay.
The back of your couch is covering the fireplace, right?
Yeah, it's right up against it.
So you never use it then?
Mm-hmm. Right, because unless we wanted to pull the couch out and turn it around to face it.
I think about doing that. I might do that too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we live here. And that fireplace is directly across from the TV. Well, I'm going to put a couch there so I can sit there and look at the TV without having to crank my neck around.
But right now,
I don't care.
My TV's on top of the fireplace, so I feel like I'm looking up at it. I hate that.
Yeah, it's
that.
Too far up.
So I want to just switch it around, just have it on the other wall.
Do it. You know? Just do it.
I'm going to do it.
Just do it.
It's Monday, everyone. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Monday.
Hopefully all you moms had wonderful days yesterday. Happy belated Mother's Day. Today's weather is going to be warm, windy, with a red flag fire warning. So
it's been hot.
Drop those ciggies in some water instead of out the window today for us, please. Thank you.
And forevermore.
Always. Right. Forever.
COVID's brought on some real weirdness. I know it's made most people, at the very least, stir crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just completely crazy. You know, I'm going to walk into a grocery store without a mask and pick a fight today. What?
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Why are you doing that? What is that?
Tell me to put a mask on.
I want you to say something to me so I can fight you. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. At the grocery store, a 16-year-old kid.
That's hilarious.
Ma'am, could you put, and it's often women too. You go, even girls are doing it. Yeah. Ma'am, could you put your mask on?
No! And I mean, right. Get out of my way! How dare
my
freedoms
are
being
violated, and I right. will not stand. Jesus.
God. Yeah.
Stop it.
Anyway.
Just put your mask on.
Here's another form of the craziness. Actually, this person, I swear, the amount of work they put in, you'd think, why don't you just put this effort into your career, Mustafa?
Oh,
a Southern California man's been arrested on federal charges. This was last Friday after federal authorities say he obtained millions of dollars through coronavirus relief funds. He bought luxurious cars, took lavish vacations, and covered personal expenses. We're talking about $5 million from our government. Look, I hate to say it because I do know I've said this part. The government's done a decent enough job getting the vaccine out to the people. I mean, yep. considering this could have taken years and, you know, science got right on it and it's better than I would have. Often government can't be trusted to get stuff done safely or efficiently or quickly. And yet they've gotten the vaccine out there. That
they
said,
have amazing. It's incredible.
That said, there's also apparently billions of dollars in these heists, these wasteful thieves who've been able to get at money that shouldn't have been given to them. They caught this guy, thankfully, but Mustafa Kadiri, 38, from Irvine, California. Everybody. They say it's 40 miles south of L.A. that he obtained approximately $5 million in payment protection program funds after claiming to own four businesses in nearby Newport Beach, none of which are in business.
Oh.
So it's all fraud. But he did all the paperwork. He forged all the documents. I'm sure it's a lengthy process.
Yeah.
But he put his energy into that.
$5 million.
And was able to get a bunch of free money.
Hmm.
So
I don't like it.
They say what he received, he went on vacations, personal expenses, a Ferrari, a Bentley, and a Lamborghini, all of which have been taken back now.
Oh,
federal agents have seized the sports cars. They say all the cars and $2 million from his bank account were seized by federal agents. He surrendered himself to authorities on Friday. He's charged with 6 counts of money laundering, 4 counts of bank fraud, wire fraud, and another one.
Oh, look at those cars. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah. This guy he got $5 million of free money.
Where his neighbor's like, hey, what's going on here? You know, if you get $5 million from the government, wouldn't you go away? Wouldn't you fade away?
It's what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you'd think. California officials have said that at least $11 billion have been issued in illicit unemployment claims.
Wow.
Mm.
So this guy's now
Here's
being
to oversight.
Held.
Woo!
And his first trial is June 29th. But $5 million free dollars, free taxpayer dollars. Because, you know.
Incredible.
He knew how to file for it.
That's it.
You may not know this about Sarah, especially if you're new to the show, but she loves vampires. Loves them.
Sure.
Sarah? Yeah.
In fact, she even loved, what's the teeny bopper one?
Oh,
the
Twilight.
Vampire Diaries?
Twilight.
Oh, Twilight.
I even love Twilight.
I'm like.
Did you watch Vampire Diaries or no?
Hell yeah, I watched that.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. What?
Fell off that after a while.
Yeah, me too. I think once Selena fell in love with Damon, I was like, okay.
Oh,
come
right.
on.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Stop it. Yeah, the broody main character one and the dangerous Damon, you know.
Yeah, like we knew that. We
Don't
knew that
ruin
was gonna
it for
happen.
The rest of us, guys.
Please. I did like that actress.
We're dying to get to that.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Good looking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dracula's castle in Romania is now a vaccination site.
That's a weird place to give blood. I guess you're not giving blood, but needles.
No.
It seems
right.
like a...
Hmm. The Romanian government believes this is a great place to get their economy going again. Dracula's castle in Transylvania region in Romania is now a vaccination site. The government says there's two goals. One, get more people vaccinated by doing it in a cool spot. And two, get tourists going back to the castle again because people stopped going during the pandemic.
Right.
And, you know,
I only just recently found out from you that Transylvania was an actual place. I would have sworn that was made up.
the gift shop is overflowing with fake teeth. So they really need people to get through there.
You guys, we couldn't stop the order that we put. This is the one thing in the supply chain that was actually making it through. Come buy some plastic teeth, guys. Come on, come on.
And
come
sticker
on.
Widow's peaks, right? I mean, is that what that's called?
The little widow's peak, sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those capes, those satin line capes. They got to have those too, right?
Right. So they've lured the people back with free vaccines for everybody.
I want to suck your blood. Blah, 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 blah. You did it pretty good earlier. I liked that. Didn't we hear
blah,
that?
Blah.
Oh, yeah.
Blah.
Did you get that from Hotel Transylvania?
You know, did I get it from? No. I think, actually, I was a vampire in one of my youthful Halloweens. And so I'm sure
you've been practicing the blah, blah, blah.
I got that, yeah, from then. And I know my mom did she made the cape.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's the way that whole thing is like a little bit in the movie. You should watch that with your kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not too scary for them?
I don't think so. It's an Adam Sandler movie for kids.
You know what's really neat about them? That little kids, I don't know if all little kids do this, but my little kids will be like, this part's scary.
Oh, yeah. Cover up there.
And you just go, well, maybe we should turn this off. No, just tell me when it's over.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't think it's scary at all. It's just basically about monsters who live in Transylvania and live a hotel life. So,
yeah. The hotel life.
Yeah.
Like Chateau Marmont for vampires.
Yeah.
All right.
Movie theaters have had a lot of trouble over the last year, as you can imagine, not being able to open and do business. So you can't really blame someone who was trying to make a little cash. A 39-year-old woman named Jamie Lynn Heinecker, who's a manager of a movie theater in Minnesota, she was just busted for selling cocaine from the concession stand.
Oh, that's a pretty fun place to go.
Apparently, she would actually put it in people's bags of popcorn.
Oh.
You know, a bindle or whatever.
I want it to be, you know, I want the special order popcorn.
Right. The cops got tipped off about what was going on at the local movie theater, though, and they set up a sting. Jamie sold. Apparently, you didn't even have to drop a name that you know someone, or, I mean, she
just
was just selling
the special.
Anybody.
Extra butter. Extra butter.
Jamie sold an undercover officer some cocaine in a popcorn bag for $100, and now she's facing felony drug charges, which could get her up to 20 years in prison.
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
And there she is, just trying to
make people come
figure
to the
it out,
again.
Right? How about a fast fact?
I love those, Vinny.
Fast facts. Fact.
Pause.
I was looking for something else.
Can You
Cocaine?
Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah,
was almost cut
really cool
from
song.
The Lion King.
Elton really? John,
yeah, Elton John argued with the producers and got them to leave it in. And of course, it ended up going on to win the Oscar for the best original song.
Mm.
Oh.
Can
you feel the love tonight?
I'm with the producers. Get this out.
Oh, no,
but
so
I'm not with Elton John. Listen to this. I was reading this while my kid was keeping me up last night. Elton John was talking about Crocodile Rock.
Yeah.
You know his hit, Crocodile Rock, right?
Cry, rocker, or cry to run, and when your feet just can't sit still.
The article is that Elton John says that song was written as a joke, a total spoof on 50s rock and roll era music, and I hate it. He says, I hate that song, and I'll never perform it again as soon as my final tour ends because I hate that song.
Oh.
And I was like,
I love it.
It's a total hit of his. I don't
it
know what his problem is.
It is very much, though, like, you know, the mashed potato or the whatever.
Yeah,
the,
it was a joke. He's right? like, that song was a joke. We didn't expect that to do anything. And then there you go. Crank it up. He hates it. So weird.
I never knew me a better time, and I guess
I'm
I
sure he loves it now.
Will.
After he sees all the
yeah,
royalties
sure
the, rolling
right.
in.
He's no,
like,
I'm telling you,
this
though,
is
that's
the Cry Rocker House.
Oh, anyway. A famous Canadian hunter named Francis Horton shot a deer in the late 1960s, but didn't have any teeth. So he made dentures out of the deer's own teeth and used those to eat the deer.
I was eating with my own teeth.
How do you like that?
He made dentures out of it, huh? That's crazy.
I mean, credit for, I guess. He must have been freaking starving by the time those things were ready to use,
right? No doubt.
Right?
Oh, my God. Yanking a mite out, pliers, everything. You couldn't just go to a dentist? I mean, it seems like he's so industrious.
I don't know.
Get some teeth.
Made
buddy.
His own dentures out of the deer's teeth and then ate the deer.
Ha! Huh.
Gross,
that.
Dude. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So that's the number you put in, you know, that number, 800-400-3697, and then you put in your comments, compliments, you know,
keep
criticisms. Yeah, maybe you're just excited that The Secret Show will be back this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, you know, ironing out some details, and we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I actually,
we'll have
I'm
it worked
sure.
out by Friday. Don't worry.
I'm not sure how it's all going to go, but on. I'm ready to sit
That's
down.
That's not our problem, Vin.
Yeah, just talking to the microphones, expecting to go yeah. somewhere.
All I know is I talk into this thing and magic happens. It's, somehow it gets put up on every place it needs to be. Odyssey.
Anyway, 415 says, Hotel Transylvania movies are great. I love the first two. Haven't seen the third yet.
Oh, I didn't realize there were three. Yikes.
Yeah.
61-year-old grandma here. The three Hotel Transylvania movies are my favorites.
Oh. Maybe I'll watch those.
You should watch them, Vin. I think you'll like them.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'm always looking for something good. I'll tell you, though, after... Look, Bryn is a nice boy. He's one of my good friends. I really like him, and I trust him. And
I
played Blippi without previewing it, and my 2-year-old... loves that dude to the point where it's the only thing she wants to watch, and it's killing me. Not his fault, but I will absolutely preview Transylvania before I show them that, so I know if I can handle it.
Well, it's
if
Adam
it goes
Sandler
on
doing his vampire character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Oh, that's who Vinny sounds like. I see. Yeah. Now we're full circle.
But that
it.
Whole blah, 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 like that's a whole bit throughout the entire movie. So
oh, really?
That's why I thought he got it from.
No. Hotel Transylvania movies are great. My 4-year-old loves them. Not scary. The Twilight movies taught us that castle tours are a front for luring people into vampires to devour. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. New Moon. Mm-hmm.
Third one. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Or is
no,
it
that's
the
a second.
No, second one.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Second one. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Second one. One of them. One of them. Yes. Yes. Okay. One.
Good morning. I'm happy you're able to show clips such as SNL, as a radio station, how does it work that you're not infringing copyrights?
Say that again?
This text was written by 408. Good morning. I'm happy you're able to show clips such as SNL. As a radio station, how does it work so you're not infringing copyrights?
I think when we embed the video at the Facebook page, it is still their original thing. We're just a link to it.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking about Facebook.
Yeah.
Are they referring to audio we play?
Yeah, I think they're. Maybe? That's what they're talking about.
It was the audio. The company pays.
Pays for that. They pay some licensing for that
right.
kind of stuff.
That's some whole.
Or maybe we're not supposed to play it. Why do you have to bring it up? What are you doing? Stop it. Don't you want to hear it? Then shut
some...
up.
Right. I'll just stop talking.
Not you. I was telling a listener.
No. I was like,
don't, let's not ruminate on it. How about we just play it and wait until someone yells at us?
408 says, Vinny, I'm with you. I call the whole thing a chimney as well. Yeah, I don't know how to differentiate this.
Just the surround on the fireplace.
No, they're all connected.
Yeah,
sure.
It's all the same to me. I never even look over that way. The TV's that direction. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Who do the people want to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Plus, Pam and Tommy.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.